Hi, this is David Giard. Today we're going to talk about Azure Web Apps. Azure Web Apps are a great tool for deploying your applications to the cloud. They're simple, they're cheap, and you can scale them out to meet increased demands. Here I've logged into the current portal, and which is at manage.azure, windowsazure.com, and I'm going to select Web apps from this list of Azure service categories. That'll filter the list here to show me only the web apps that I've already created. If I want to create a new one, I click on this big plus new button at the bottom left. And because I've pre-selected web apps, this pop-up menu will already have compute and web apps selected. There are three ways to create a new Azure web app, and I'm going to show you all three. The first one is Quick Create. If I go in here, I will type a URL. I'll call it Giard QC for Quick Create. I'll specify an app service plan, and that, among other things, will determine where this thing will be deployed. I want it in the east. And I select Create App, and that's it. It's that simple. It doesn't take very long. You see down here this green bars moving along. I like to think of them as fingers drumming on a desktop. It says that it was working and now it's done. So okay, we'll clear that message. And if I come down here to select Giard QC, then I can see some details about it. If I had any activity, you would see it graphed out here. I can look at down here. There's some deployment. I could deploy via FTP, and it inherited the deployment credentials from that service plan I selected. And there's the URL. I typed in Giard QC, but the URL actually is HTTP colon whack whack Giard QC dot azurewebsites.net. It'll always be dot Azure, whatever you typed in, followed by dot azurewebsites.net. Now, of course, you can point a DNS record to it, a CNAME record to it, to use your own custom domain, but out of the box, that's what you get. And you also get just this one page here, just a sample landing page, so that when I go to it, the user has something to look at. So that's pretty simple. If I want to build my site, then I would FTP my files, or I would you set up some deployment from my source control or for my automated build process. Next, I'm going to show you how to use the custom create option. I'm back in the portal. I select New, Compute, Web App, Custom Create. And this looks very similar to the Quick Create. I still have to specify a name. Giard CC is what I'll call it for custom create, and it'll assign HTTP colon whack whack Giard CC dot Azure websites dot net by default. I'll specify a service plan. I want this one that's in the east, but I have a couple of other options here. I can associate a database with this, and I can either create a brand new SQL Server database, create a brand new MySQL database, or select an existing database if I have one. So these are the options here, and if I select one of those, you'll notice a second tab appears right here. You get one free SQL Server database and one free MySQL database along here. And I can specify the name of the connection string. I can call it, for example, DGR connection if I wanted to. I also have an option to publish from source control, which also created an extra tab out here. So when I click next, then it asks me questions like, what's the name of this database you're going to create? What server will it be on? And I can create a brand new SQL server and give it a name. And I'll call it this one, DGRD CC. I'm sorry, that's not the name of the server. The server actually gets named automatically for you. I want to give the username will be DGR, and I'll log in with a password. So this is the login account for the SQL Server. I'll place it in the east, and I'll hit next here. And right here, because I checked the box that said deploy from source control, it's asking me what kind of source control will you be using. Will it be Visual Studio Online, which is similar to Microsoft TFS and supported and built into Microsoft Azure? Will it be a local Git repository or a GitHub repository, even Dropbox, although I'm not sure that's the best source control, but it's available, and so is Bitbucket and some external repository here. So the questions, when I hit next, it'll ask me questions depending upon which one of these that I selected. So for example, if I selected GitHub, then it would ask me to log in to my GitHub repository and where actually is the code. I don't actually have a repository to deploy here, so I'm going to cancel this right now and not finish creating that. But those are the steps to create one using the custom create option. The final option, I select plus new, compute web app, and then I select from gallery. And from gallery is nice because it gives you some templates to start with. Some of these are things like an ASP.NET website, or the empty site, or the starter site. The starter site is kind of like when you go into Visual Studio and you select File, New, Web Project. It'll come up here. Some of there are frameworks in here, like Azure Machine Learning Batch Execution. There's some non-Microsoft stuff like Apache Tomcat. There's some sample sites like a bakery, which is an e-commerce site. You can filter these down over here. There are a lot of content management systems that are available to you. Some of them are built on .NET, such as .NET Nuke. And some of them are totally outside of .NET. There's Drupal and Joomla and WordPress. There are blog engines that are available, which is a more refined type of a content management system. So where it's specifically designed for blogs. Content management systems are really nice because they allow you to quickly get a site up and running and quickly and easily maintain it. Even people that don't have a lot of HTML or JavaScript or HTTP experience can still maintain a site that uses a robust content management system. WordPress, for example, is a very popular site. If I select that one and click next, then it'll walk me through this. I'll call this GRWP for WordPress. WordPress, it's all written in PHP, and it's backed by a MySQL database. Well, PHP and MySQL have nothing to do with Microsoft, but they're fully supported on Microsoft Azure. So I can come in here and I can create a brand new MySQL database. I can add it to a web scale group in the East and click next. And it'll ask me about this database here. I'll call it GRWP. I'll put that in the East. There's a company called ClearDB that actually provides that MySQL database. So I check this to agree with their legal terms, whatever they are. And then it'll go ahead and it'll, once again, I get this green thing here, drumming fingers. And this will take a little bit longer because it's actually going to set up a WordPress site and deploy it to Microsoft Azure, which may take a minute or two. We're back, and through the magic of time travel, I was able to skip over those couple minutes that it took to create that app. I'll clear that message there, and I'll go down to GRWP. There's the web app that I just created. It's right here. I can look at this dashboard and see some information about it, and I can go to this URL, grwp.azurewebsites.net. And WordPress is smart enough to know that, okay, this is the first time I've logged in. It's going to ask me a few questions in order for me to configure my WordPress site. It wants to know what's my language. English sounds like a good one. What's the title of my site? I'll say an awesome site. Username, this is the user that's going to log in to it. Password, maybe I don't want to use that password right there, so I'll hide it and add something different, which it thinks is very weak. No, you're very weak. My email, oh, that's fine right there. And whether or not it would allow search engines to index the site, this is a throwaway site, so I will not do that. And then it'll actually install WordPress. This is just the browser. I'm using Microsoft Edge. It's asking me to remember that password. But this is actually going to install WordPress on the site, all the files that are needed. It'll create a default site. It'll set a default theme. And it'll take me to an administration site where I'll be logged in as this user, DGR'd. And then I can set things like adding plugins. Let's do this. And here, I can set a theme on the site. I can add some plugins. I can add some content to the site. And right here, this is WordPress's management for working with the site as an administrator. And this user I've created, DGR, is an administrator. If I actually want to view the site, this link right here, visit site, will take me there. And there's the default look. That's how WordPress looks. So this is really nice. This is nice if my Aunt Mary calls me and says, hey, I heard you're into computers. Can you build me a website for this flower store that I just opened? And Aunt Mary knows nothing about HTML. I don't want her calling me every time she wants to change the site. I could provide a content management site like this, hand it off to her, provide her an administrative user password, and say, here, you log in and you manage the site yourself. And this really empowers users of the web. In this demo, we've seen how to create an Azure web app using three different methods inside of the current management portal. I'm David Giard. Thank you for watching.